producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. You know, I'm delighted to tell you about your next instructor for this hour. Many years ago, I was in an airport, and I met this man. I happened to sit next to him, and he had long hair. And he appeared very interesting to me. So I sat next to him and I said, are you an American Indian? And he said, yes. And we struck up this conversation. And then we spent the next several hours together on an airplane. I rearranged my seat so we could be together. And we talked about all kinds of things. I was so fascinated. I asked him if he would consider being on the radio with us. And he has been. His name is Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, and he is with the Chippewa Nation. Welcome, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle.
Miigwech.
Yes,
thank you.
It's great to hear your voice. You know, for hours, you and I were laughing, and, you know, I'm surprised they let us stay on the plane.
It's a good time and a good life, and although, you know, flying today in this day and age is no longer the adventure and excitement it used to be. Flying an airline today is just a chore. It's a pain in the old hind end because of all the restrictions, guidelines, and then they make the seats smaller and smaller, no leg room. And then you have to pay to take your luggage on board. You know, all of that stuff, it takes the fun and joy out of flying.
It absolutely does. And then, of course, they inspect and detect you with these guys with these blue uniforms, and they want to put their hands in your pants and, you know, and and have a lot of fun with us. I mean, they're in charge of our
going
lives.
Going through that security, I mean, because I have long hair and the fact that I'm a Native American, I got the complete shakedown from x-rays to pat downs and the whole thing. And it just, it took so long and I almost missed my plane going out of Reno to Denver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Let me ask you, do you want to share the story about, that you were a person of interest? You were telling me the story. Is that something that you can share on the air?
Well, I'm a person of interest because of my involvement as the principal organizer of the Indian occupation of Alcatraz Island in 1969 to 1971. And from that historic event, we changed the course of history for Native Americans. And the public is unaware of what we accomplished. They just said, they figure a bunch of renegade Indians went out and took over that island for 19 months, but we had a reason for being there. There was a justification that goes all the way back to 1947, right after World War II, when we had over 35,000 Native Americans serve in World War II, including four of my older brothers, two of my stepfathers. Then at the end of the war, when we fought off the Axis powers of Germany, Japan, and Italy, we found ourselves secretly being checked out by the United States government to be terminated. And so Assistant Commissioner Zimmerman in 1947 was to draw up a list of tribes to be terminated, the sequence of tribes. That list turned out to be the termination policy of 1953, which set out to abolish all reservations in America, abrogate over 356 treaties, and close down the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And by the time Alcatraz was coming along in 1969, the government had terminated 109 Indian reservations and rancherias. And so we were being provoked. I mean, if that termination policy had gone through as it was fully designed, there would be no federally recognized tribes today in America. There'd be no treaties. And we would be landless, homeless immigrants, native inhabitants of our own land, because all of our remaining 48 million acres would have been taken over. But we stopped that with Alcatraz. We occupied it starting on November 9, 1969. And 8 months into the occupation, on June 8, 1970, just 8 months later, President Nixon officially repudiated the termination policy. We won, but the government didn't let us know. We won the greatest victory, and so because of that, the government declared me an enemy of the state, and that's a title I have to live with until I die, according to one federal official. So I'm a person of interest of things that happen around me that I have nothing to do with. And just 2 weeks ago, three officials, law enforcement officers from we don't know what agency, two men and a woman with their patches on their jackets and all carrying weapons, they showed up on our property here on the reservation. My wife was out in the front yard doing yard work. I was inside the house watching CNN. And I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know these people were here. But they started talking to my wife, and they showed pictures of cars. And then they showed a picture of me. And I have this mustache and little Van Dyke beard that I grew just this year. And yet this officer showed that picture to my wife and said, "Do you know this man?" And she looked at that picture, recognized me right away, and she said, "Oh, he died a long time ago." They took a few more pictures outside. They didn't come in the house, and they left. And then the backstory to that, I found out later, is that somebody tried to shoot a judge in Carson City, Nevada. And they even tried to firebomb his house, and I'm a person of interest. So that's why they showed that picture, because of the surveillance camera, they showed this long-haired guy. So I guess he looked like me. Poor guy.
You think so? Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, now you're 86 years old, isn't that right?
Yep. I can't believe it. That's a miracle in itself. With all the times in my life, I faced life-threatening situations. The nine lives of Fortunate Eagle. And I managed to survive events that should have killed me a long time ago, but I'm still here, 86 years. And the other great thing about the age is my Shoshone wife and I have been married for 66 years. Now, that's a whole accomplishment in itself in this day and age when you see such rapid turnovers of men and women in their choice of mates.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, it's got to be very close to being a record. being married to the, you know, the same person for that many years. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Now you are.
And we met in a boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the infamous boarding schools. Well, that's what people think about Indian boarding schools, but the federally operated boarding schools was the best experience I've ever had. I'm a boarding school kid. After my father died in 1935, six of us kids were sent to Pipestone Indian Boarding School in Minnesota, and I spent the next 10 years at that boarding school. And upon graduation, I went to Haskell Institute in Lawrence, Kansas, where I spent another 5 years in boarding schools, and that's where I met my future wife. Mm-hmm. So everything was good, beautiful, compared to boarding schools, compared to reservation life during the Great Depression was an amazing thing for us to experience, because the poverty and unemployment on the reservations was so horrible. And yet the boarding schools, we had hot cold running water, electricity, and our own bed, you know, that sort of thing. And 3 meals a day. So it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a good education. The standards of education at Pipestone was equal to the standards of the state of Minnesota. And so those people who complain about boarding schools don't know what life really was like. And it, to me, it was the best years. And my mother was also a boarding school kid at Flanders, South Dakota. And so she got a good education and good training. So boarding schools were, in effect, a very good thing for a lot of us kids that was taken out of poverty and educated and given basic job training skills.
Fortunate Eagle, we've got Miles calling in from Europe. Miles, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. When I heard that you are talking about the Alcatraz incident in 69, I almost dropped off my chair here. And I want to tell you, I want to tell you why. You had a situation there that is now being taught at elite universities in international law and crisis management, because you forced the United States government with Nixon into a situation where he had only certain options to respond with. I continue after the break.
Sure. Hold that thought. Miles from Europe is with us, senior USAPreparis.com instructor. Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle's with us, senior USAPreparis.com instructor. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPreparis.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPreparis.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPreparis.com. That's USAPreparis.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPreparis.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the occupation of Alcatraz was from November 20th, 1969 through June 11th, 1971. And 89 American Indians, who called themselves Indians of all tribes, occupied Alcatraz, and it was forcibly ended by the U.S. government. And Miles has joined us to discuss this. So, Miles, you're saying that this is being taught in elite universities in Europe?
Not only in Europe. It's all over the world, because that incident set a precedent. The Indians that are occupying Alcatraz formed a nation on that island. So the United States government, meaning Washington, had to deal in international law if they accepted that nation. So instead of accepting a nation of Indians on Alcatraz, they played it down and said, okay, this is just a regional dispute. It's just something local in San Francisco, and we need to take care of that in civil measures. So he could, the president could not deploy the army or the navy in an international war, but they had to covertly do that, saying, "Oh, this is the police force of the metropolitan area," and it was a very, very intense situation on both sides. There were many losses. As I studied the daughter of the head of the Indians was taken by the U.S. government, and she lost her life with that. So they were doing what they do best. They were playing dirty and tricky.
One thing that, Vince, what you said is 89 Indians, well, that we actually started the occupation on November 9th, the night of November 9th. We made two attempts on November 9th, one in the morning and the one in the evening. We dropped off 14 Indians on the island to spend the night there. The next day, the government moved in and removed the Indians, and then on November 20th, we came back in force with 80 Indians at that time, and once we took it with 80 Indians, then reinforcements start arriving on the island from other Indians, and by Thanksgiving, we had 400 Indians on that island, and so this was an important thing because when I organized Indians of all tribes, I wanted Alcatraz not to be a local issue or a regional issue, but a national issue. And it turned out to be international. So I gave the title Indians of All Tribes, and I wrote the proclamation of Alcatraz. I signed it, Indians of All Tribes. I didn't want to take personal recognition for that because this was to be an Indian movement, which it turned out to be. And now it's a matter of history. And that's why the government declared me enemy of the state.
Well, and China accepted your nation. So even there, you put more pressure on the U.S. government, making you even more interesting, more interesting person.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, how difficult was it to stay the course on Alcatraz for so many months?
Well, the government used a lot of covert activities. They infiltrated the occupation with agents, FBI and others, to disrupt the occupation and to discredit us. They burned the warden's house and other structures on the island and then blamed it on the Indians because it was a propaganda war to a great extent. And when I wrote the proclamation of Alcatraz, we used satire and humor as a weapon. When we were planning to take over the island, they said we would be warriors without weapons. Because if we took weapons on that island, we would have been wiped out by the government in one day. So we used satire and humor, and we got the public on our side. They got laughing along with us because we poked fun at the government for what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were winning the propaganda war, so that's why the government had to do everything they could to discourage the occupation, like taking away the water bars, 250,000 gallon water bars.
Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle is with us. Miles, in Europe is with us, and I had the question about how difficult was it to feed up to 400 Indians on the island, food and
water.
Well,
because we won the support of the public. The liberal people of San Francisco Bay Area turned out in so many different ways. They brought their boats out loaded with supplies and food and turkeys. The Coast Guard attempted a blockade of Alcatraz for 3 days, but the boat people of San Francisco just outmaneuvered those guys, and finally the Coast Guard gave up. And so food and clothing, blankets and everything were brought out to the island along with books and everything. It was just an amazing phenomenon of the public support. To go back a little on the history of the island, Alcatraz prison was closed, a federal prison was closed in 1963, and in 1968, the government declared Alcatraz to be surplus property, and they gave the San Francisco Board of Supervisors the authority to dispose of the island to the highest bidder, and Lamar Hunt of Texas was a front runner who was to, he wanted to take that island and make a condominium and all kinds of fancy things out there, but it would have been a private island. And so once we took it, the government withdrew the surplus property aspect of it, and in 1972, they made Alcatraz part of the national park system. We were never given credit for saving that island for the American public. Today, it is one of the largest tourist attractions in San Francisco, bringing in 1,300,000 people each year to that island. And the people that get on the boat to go out there pay $26 each. Mm-hmm. Well, $26, hell, that's more than they paid for Manhattan Island. You know, so I look at history in a distorted view because I can compare historic events to what takes place today. And so Alcatraz is now a national park and a tourist attraction, a big, big one.
Please let me jump in here because I have to let you go in a second. What you did there was you were outlining the blueprint of where the U.S. government is navigating in lawful means. And you even brought out the problem with the so-called allodial titles in law. And that's why it made so many ripples in the universities and that you're today in the curriculum, especially in law, crisis management, negotiation, and politics. And so I'm very happy and I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity now to just have a couple of sentences with you. But I pay you my kudos, because what you did was outstanding. It was something that today is rarely found, that you were standing in for your principles, that you were standing in for your people, that you were pulling together, and that you had a common goal to reach, whether you liked each other or not, but you were standing it through. So I thank you for that, and with that, I'll let you go.
Miles, I just want to say I sent you a message about tomorrow. It's if you could let me know, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I talk to you in a little bit.
Great. Thank you so much. That was Miles.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
That was Miles from Europe. Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, you and I talked off the air about some horrific, horrific events. And let's call it long, L-O-N-G, pork, P-O-R-K. Would you?
Oh, no.
You
This is a story that young ears should never hear because it is one of the most brutal type of events that has been kept secret for 500 years. Soon after, and the long pork issue is something that the American public and the Europeans, they're unaware of what was taking place on the island of Hispaniola shortly after Columbus claimed discovery of our country. And Columbus was required to send gold back to King and Queen of Spain to pay for the voyage. But he couldn't find the kind of gold on Hispaniola, so what was taking place in Europe and what takes place every 20 years in Europe at that time was famines, massive famines and die-offs of people for starvation. And so what Columbus's guys did was start killing Indians wholesale on the island. Almost 1 million Indians were killed in a period of 20 years, and they were put in barrels, pickled and smoked in every kind of way that they preserve meat, and shipped back to Europe to be sold as long pork to feed the starving masses of Europe. This is an event. I wrote a screenplay about this called Father Santiago, but Hollywood wouldn't touch it. It's just too much, because I went on from there to from Hispaniola to the conquest of Mexico and Montezuma and all on from there. But it was brutal, extremely brutal. But cannibalism is not new. It's not unusual. I mean, right in America, we have the Donner Party, where starvation set in and they had to eat human flesh to survive. The plane crash in the Andes, the same thing occurred there, starvation and cannibalism. So this is nothing new to human beings, is to eat one another. And that's a sad tale, of course.
Yeah, but California doesn't invade Mexico and wholesale capture, kill, pickle, and smoke Mexicans for food. It's unacceptable.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. There's such a bad history of the United States being conquered by good God-fearing Christians. And the Pope of the Vatican gave the right of Christian nations of Europe to come to the New World and claim discovery of different portions of our country. And so our whole hemisphere was divided by Portuguese, Spanish, English, and others, and French. And it just goes on and on with the doctrine of discovery. The Pope and the Vatican had no authority to give away lands they never even seen, or to take possession of the people, Native Americans. We were subject to the control of every nation that claimed discovery of our country. So we were divided up, and so we had to fight back as best we could, but with the modern weapons of the Europeans versus the bow and arrow, it just didn't work.
We're pretty destructive. Our government is really destructive. And Fortunate Eagle, how many Indians would you estimate were killed by our government?
Well, when Columbus first came, let's say in the pre-Columbian days in what is now the United States, it was estimated 10 to 15 million Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And with the genocide, the slaughter, well, there's 50 tribes that were totally annihilated, extinct today. 50 tribes totally wiped out, every man, woman, and child. Ishii, the last of the Yanni, is a good example of that. And but by the turn of the 20th century, lo, the poor Indian, the vanishing race, there was only 250,000 left. Now, the Holocaust occurred in the United States big time, and yet the government does not want to acknowledge that, and history books don't want to acknowledge that for our children. And when things like this occurred, and because of Alcatraz and being dubbed enemy of the state, the government went out to get me under a covert COINTELPRO policy to misdirect and to neutralize the leadership who can electrify and unify the nationalist hate movement. So that made me a victim, if you will, certainly a target of that covert military or government policy against people like me. And yet the government or the history books don't talk about the COINTELPRO policy. There is a lot of covert action at the government exercise against Native Americans that the public will never know about. And so that's why I think the government wanted to neutralize me, so they put me out of business in California. I was teaching at the university, California State University at Hayward. I had my own company. I owned my own business. And I was chairman of the United Bay Area Council of American Indian Affairs and the director of the Intertribal Council of California and the organizer of Indians of All Tribes of Alcatraz. So I was very busy in those days. But the government forced me into exile by destroying my company, by getting me fired from my job at the university. So these are, and I never violated any laws. That's the one, if I had, I would have been in prison today.
What you're saying, Fortunate Eagle, is leaving me speechless. It's absolutely outrageous. And you know, I've met you. We've chatted one-on-one for hours. I've never heard a word of hate come out of your mouth. Not one. Not one.
Well, I was always a man.
we'll be right back. We're going to eat bugs, worms, and raised crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle's with us, and you're learning some history that is just absolutely not taught in school. And if you're interested in learning more, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle has written 2 books, and one of them I'd like to mention. It's called, and this is the title of the book. It's a long title. And there's a link to this book on Amazon.com at USAPrepares.com. It's titled, Scalping Columbus and Other Damn Indian Stories, Truths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies. Scalping Columbus and Other Damn Indian Stories, Truths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies.
You know what happened, Vince? I have been in self-imposed exile now on the Fallon Indian Reservation in Nevada for 38 years. And during this exile, I have taken to be an author, and I've written a total of 5 books. Mm-hmm. 2 about Alcatraz, 1 about Pipestone, Indian boarding school, and my latest is Scalping Columbus and Other Damn Indian Stories, and 3 of those books have been published by the University of Oklahoma Press, a very prestigious educational institute in Oklahoma. So I've had such an incredible life of experiences, I thought before I die, I better write that material down, because if I die without writing it, then a large chunk of Native American history would have been lost with me. So I had to write it and get it documented before things happened to me anymore.
Fortunate Eagle, I plan on buying a copy on Amazon. May I send it to you and have it autographed?
Oh, of course. I'd be honored. Be flattered.
Well, here's what I'd like to do. I will make a CD of this broadcast and send it to you with the book so that you'll have a copy of this broadcast. And I'm looking forward to that. And so what made you call it Truths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies?
Well, because it's a whole series of short stories. Some of them are absolutely true, like my discovery of Italy on September 23rd, 1973. I went over there with my wife, and I planted a spear in the soil of Italy, claiming it for the American Indian people. Now, that's true. And I did scalp Columbus at Aquatic Park in San Francisco during the reenactment of Columbus Day in 1968. So those are true stories. And but the fictional stories about Newt Gingrich, well, that's just pure bullshit. And what I've done, I'm a very honest author. In the index of my book, you'll find the percentage of bullshit for all of my stories, whether they're true, have truth or outright lies. I'm a very honest author.
We're going to have to find another word for for that.
Why?
Are you so politically correct?
You can't say bullshit?
Right. You can't. What was it? Okay, so we don't have them anymore? Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Dr. Adam Fortune Eagle, you can't say those words on the air. And I think our engineer has taken you off the air. No, you can't. You can't do that. And the reason is this is a nationally syndicated broadcast, and it's picked up on AM and FM and satellite, YouTube, and so forth. So my understanding is that we edited that out, so you won't be hearing those words. Class, we've got two prepper shows this week. At Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City. Link on the website. And the Homesteaders Expo in Ozark, Missouri. And that's on Saturday and Sunday. I'll be at the RK Prepper Show Saturday and Sunday. I'll be talking about how you can use tax deductions to pay for your preparedness supplies, what to buy and what not to buy. Rick Miller and Matt Stein will be with us on Friday. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.